Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high in the upper 60s. Kenosha right now is at 50 degrees. It's 49 in Burlington, Milwaukee 50, and 51 in Racine. The $54.8 million levy proposed with the 2018 City of Racine budget is up 1.83%, a total proposed tax increase, the recycling and stormwater fees included, of just under $37 on a home valued at $100,000. And while it contains a lot of status quo, there are also some recommended changes, though limited in scope, due to restrictions from the state.
It becomes a real exercise in just trying to maintain a certain level of service, even while being creative, that much of what we do on the operating side becomes rather incremental. And to the extent it isn't, it typically involves a rather fundamental change. So the best way to sort of look at the operating budget is to really focus on those areas of potential change.
During the Common Council's Committee of the Whole, City Administrator Jim Palahniuk said $32.4 million from property taxes goes toward the total projected revenue of $81 million.
Conversely, the cost of our public safety expenditures, police and fire combined, equals $45,915,594. So in effect, the cost of public safety expenditures as a percent of the general fund property tax levy is 141.6%. So simplistically said, basically, with the general fund property taxes, we could not come close to even paying for simply our police and fire services.
He noted that expenditures the past 15 years have gone up a total of just under 12%. The budget includes the addition of a communications manager, Palahniuk noting, and administrative assistant positions being eliminated to help offset most of the cost. The biggest staffing change, the addition of 5 full-time positions in the Parks Department.
We're suggesting that 4 additional positions are needed. This is an effort not to really add a level of service, but to partially return to what were previous job eliminations over the last decade or so. And they would come in the form of 2 tree trimmer positions and 2 equipment operators at an anticipated total cost of $275,000.
A legal specialist with expertise in development proposed for the city attorney's office and knew this time around a zero contingency budget. Study about employee compensation adds about $1.5 million in the proposed budget, another $500,000 for the CPI component of that, plus another $500,000 with the police and fire contracts. Bottom line, as proposed, city taxes on a $100,000 home with the 2018 proposed budget would go up about $31, another $2.28 into the stormwater fee, $370 more on recycling, grand total $36.96 as proposed. Now, the only budget address from interim Racine Mayor Dennis Weiser, the only one he'll ever give, ahead of today's special election, by the way, that replaces him, well, it was shortened to the point last night. It began with this. To borrow a line from an old commercial, the city is not your father's Oldsmobile.
Our city is changing, we are improving, we are learning. Mistakes have been made over the years. We are committed to learning from our mistakes, and we are moving forward.
The 2018 proposed general fund budget to include added staffing in several areas. The budget review process is going to be continuing. The council's committee of the whole starting to go through each of the departments, leaving it up to a public hearing on October 30th, then a final vote on November 7th. Caledonia Village President Bob Bradley submitting a letter of resignation Monday, effective November the 6th, making his decision public at last night's Board of Trustees meeting, the simple reason of wanting to enjoy retirement, a taste of which he got earlier this year with an extended leave to travel with his wife. 67-year-old Bradley joining the board in 2007 as a trustee, 4 years ago defeating then-Village President Ron Coots, running on a platform of wanting to see the extension of sewer and water service to the interstate for development, which, of course, has become reality. As for the upcoming vacancy, once Bradley leaves, it'll be up to the trustees. When Bradley was away on his extended vacation, the board agreed to Kevin Wongard taking over on a temporary basis. Whoever is chosen, that person will serve as the village president until April 2019, filling out the rest of Bradley's term. He went from being on the Racine Unified School Board, including time as president during the last really public contract dispute with the teachers union, and came back years later to help straighten out the district's finances. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen is now on the clock toward retirement November 3rd. Superintendent Lolly Hawes could not say enough kind things about what Hazen has done for Racine Unified and what he has meant to the district over his total of 19 years.
Dave was 9 years a Board of Education member in Racine Unified and was instrumental in many things that happened during that time. And then after that, at a time when the district was in severe financial stress and really on shaky grounds, Mr. Hazen was hired to fix that. And I can say that now, 10 years later, we are in excellent financial shape.
Dr. Haw said that Hazen is a day-to-day leader with a day-to-day impact on the district. Board members and staff gave him a standing ovation, though Hazen is still on the job for a few more weeks. And just a reminder about a special job fair coming up tomorrow afternoon in the city of Kenosha. Geared workers without the ability to drive who might take advantage of an express bus service to Pleasant Prairie and Lakeview Corporate Park. The Express Route 35 job fair to take place 1 to 4 p.m. at the Kenosha Transit Center's streetcar barn. It'll feature 8 to 10 employers from the industrial park. In Kenosha last night, the City Council approved two funding transfers in the Capital Improvement Plan for work in a couple of city parks. The transfer of $220,000 from the Stormwater Utility budget to complete the dredging of the Lincoln Park Lagoon. Work stopped recently when the project turned out to be a little bigger than expected and ran out of money. So far, about 9,000 cubic yards of sediment's been removed. A contract for nearly $331,000 with A.W. Oaks and Sons of Racine to finish the job also approved. And the council voted to use $159,000 left over after Kennedy Drive was repaved to fund work at Simmons Island. Public Works Director Shelley Billingsley said the money will be used for repairs to the bathhouse.
The goal is to do some building rehabilitation on the exterior for tuck pointing. We're working with the historic preservation team and CDI to get that project out.
In other business, the council postponed action for 2 weeks on an ordinance that would allow the fire department to waive the fee for vehicle fires and hazmat responses because the sponsor, Alderman Daniel Przanski, wasn't at last night's meeting. The Paddock Lake man accused of being under the influence when he slammed his pickup truck into a Paddock Lake home on 65th Street Sunday night had done 10 years in prison for a 2003 traffic crash that killed two elderly women from Union Grove. 58-year-old Jeffrey Hinks accused of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated for a third time. Back in 03, he was charged with drunk driving, a first offense, put on probation while told not to drink. 13 days after that, he ran a stop sign at Highway 75 in Salem Lakes, hit a car occupied by Amy Funk and Hazel Nowinski, killing both in the process. His then 12-year-old daughter, also with him at the time, injured. His blood alcohol level more than three times the legal limit. After serving those 10 years, Hinks began another 30 years on extended supervision. That was in effect with the Sunday crash into the house. A Racine Elementary School principal could be facing some misdemeanor charges, allegedly brought a knife to school. Jefferson Lighthouse Principal Heidi Williams reportedly telling police she had the knife for protection from some kids in the neighborhood. A custodian says Williams asked her to walk her to her car previously because those kids had harassed her and tried to prevent her from leaving. Custodian reported the knife to the school district after Williams allegedly showed it to him while inside the building. 49-year-old Williams, said to be on administrative leave for now, a letter sent home with the kids Monday that states in part, "The district takes these allegations very seriously and we hold all of our employees to high standards." And the Racine Unified School District brought the old Curtin Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue to house various alternative education programs, plus the Racine Employee Health and Wellness Clinic. Well, now that building has an official new name. Jonah Hossa is a ninth grader with the SCO program who suggested the name Community Pathways Campus. Assistant Director Brian Wright noted both students and staff in the building provided their input.
We felt it would give our students and more ownership if they were involved in the renaming of the building. Pathways is significant because services provided by the Alternative Education Program, Mental Health Clinic, through the Alternative Education, the Health Services Clinic in partnership with the PSG, and the Racine County Health Clinic. Each of these provides a pathway to a better quality of life.
Jordan was told that as he gets older and goes by that building, he can think back with pride that his suggested name is what will be on the sign out front. School board unanimously supporting the name Community Pathways Campus for that Northwestern Avenue building. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.